That's good.
I don't want to miss out on any blessings that we're going to have. Like you said, I want to be standing.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Stephen, you got anything on your heart, buddy? Reed, testimony or anything? It's good to have you here tonight. All right. All right. Thank the Lord for our brothers. And appreciate God tonight. Turn with us, if you will, Matthew chapter 14. Very familiar, very, very. Well, I always say that. You know, you always say very familiar scripture. If you're a Bible reader, it all ought to be somewhat familiar, right? But I know there's times I was telling Brother James that the other day. We was talking about reading. I said, he's out in the parking lot. I said, I start in Genesis, and a couple of years ago, I started trying to read front to back. And people had asked me over the years, have you ever read the whole Bible? And I'd kind of say, well, yeah, I've read every book, but just not front to back, you know. But the Bible's not in chronological order either. So, you know, you can look at it that way. But we started trying to do that, and we made it through time, and then we started, and we get through, we start again. And sometimes it's a while before you get to other scriptures, but I like it when you're reading something and God throws something on your mind, and you flip over another book, you flip over another book, and God just, he helps you. So all of it should be familiar, right? I mean, we should be familiar with all the scriptures. But Matthew 14, if you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to verse 13. Matthew 14, verse 13, I think I got that marked right here in the Bible. The Bible says this, and this is the time when I believe it was the death of John the Baptist had just happened and occurred, and they come and they told Jesus about it. And the Bible says in verse 13, when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place, or desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have not here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes." And he said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and he looked. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitudes. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were 5,000 men beside women and children. You can be seated tonight. We find this same scripture or same